given up on everyone and everything. I'm sick and tired of being mistreated. You give your best, but it's not enough. You trip and fall.
This is Raven Reed, and you are listening to Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Tell. residing in the Big Smoke, which is where I am today, Toronto. Hope everyone's okay out there in Ontario. I know it's really hot out there. It's smoky, so stay safe. That was a song called Bombshell from the album Caught in a Dream, blending soulful vocals and very deep lyrics with themes like love, dreams, and, you know, urban life. There you have it. That is Monia. All right. Julian Taylor here. We've got more music coming your way here on the Jukebox. And right now it's time for our featured artist. It is Ruby Waters with 6 Feet Under. Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
Hey, this is Nikki Kennedy, and you're listening to Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Coming out of my mouth, convincing myself it's the end of the drought. It left me wasted, I'm halfway whole, blaming myself for something someone else stole. I kept my head down, keep running a track like a horse that's been broken, afraid to go back. The sun and the wind and the earth underfoot, yeah, to get those things you have to be. Drop right on the floor. I couldn't
all the bad, bad women who don't do their toll. Behaving yourself never leads to winning. I'm not your girl. History remembers all the bad, bad women who don't do their toll. Behaving yourself never leads to winning. Behaving yourself.
She's back, Dabney Doyle, with Bad, Bad Women, a great new tune from an artist who's been a little bit dormant for the last few years. I've run into her on many occasions at the Junos and things like that, and she's just getting up on stage and singing at open jams, and boy, does she blow people away with her voice. But she hasn't recorded new music, and she's been releasing a couple singles, so something tells me a brand new album from her is on the way. You can also catch Dabney on CBC Music Mornings. Another Canadian treasure is on the way. The Philosopher Kings with Hurts to Love You, a single that came out back in 1997. This was from their second album, Famous, Rich, and Beautiful, a massive record that won many awards. They were known for their R&B, jazz, soul fusion. And then, obviously, they split up and did a couple of different things. Jarvis Church was a project by their lead singer, and Prozac was the side project from the other members of the band, which was huge. We also have Solomon Burke on the show. He was definitely an influence on this band, the Philosopher Kings, where I'm going to play I'm Hanging Up My Heart for You. And then the Rolling Stones are back with a new record, but we're going to play something from the old days, from 1981, Tattoo You. I love the song Neighbors. It's such a fun tune. And now it's Jackie Daniels with Taxman. Jackie Daniels is from Edmonton, Alberta, and is a Métis outlaw country singer. So I hope you enjoy it. Right from the Red River Settlement, here it is on the jukebox.
Laid in bed this morning, heart beating out of my chest. Yeah, man. Rolled out of bed this morning, trying to figure out how. Pay the rent, oh man. If you ain't living, living, you're just dying. That's what the tax man says. He's got a hand for every hardship, a sin in every lay. He ain't trying to take your money. He just wants you to survive. Yeah.
wears a suit and tie.
Riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I'm gonna stop wasting time, honey, being a run around, chasing after that lives in our town. I'm just gonna take it easy, baby. I'll tell you what I'm gonna do right now. I'm hanging up my heart for you. Oh, oh, oh. I'm gonna shake the reputation of being a ladies' man. Gonna throw in my little black book right now in the nearest trash can. I'm gonna push aside
things I used to do, because I'm hanging up my heart just for you. Oh, I wanna thank you. Yes, I wanna thank you for making me see the light. And I'm gonna thank you. Yes, I'm gonna thank you, darling, for the rest of my life. Oh, 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 oh. When I first met you, darling, you made my life complete. Everybody knows I love you. They can tell by the way I speak. I'm just gonna take it easy, baby. That ain't all I'm gonna do, because I'm a hanging up my heart for you. Yes, I'm hanging up my heart for you. Oh, for you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Julian Taylor, and I would like to congratulate Yamaha Guitars Canada on their 60th anniversary in 2026. Keep your eyes and ears tuned to the jukebox as we have some fun stuff coming up.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Every listener matters, and we're here because of listeners like you. Thank you for all your support.
This is Bird Note. Some birds have always called nocturnally, such as nightjars, mockingbirds, and owls. But other species are relative newcomers to the nighttime music scene, especially in urban areas. In cities in the U.S., some American robins put on a show long before sunrise. Researchers are studying why certain songbirds sing nocturnally in cities. Some studies suggest that artificial lighting from street lamps and buildings could lead birds to treat the night like the day. However, some experiments with artificial lights showed no effect on singing behavior. For some birds, it seems that noise is an important factor. A study in the United Kingdom found that European robins in noisier environments tend to sing at night. The finding suggests that these robins experience nighttime as the best time to have their voice heard by potential mates and rivals after the day's hustle and bustle. Whatever the cause, birds singing at night are one more thing, like rumbling trains and passing cars, that city dwellers learn to sleep through. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Did you know you can listen to Bird Note in your podcast app? Subscribe to Bird Note Daily and never miss an episode.
The Slate Family Foundation Legacy Program was created by the Unison Fund to support Canadian music industry veterans. For more information on this lifeline of hope, visit unisonfund.ca.
To see